Blog Talk Radio.
This sick from Steel World Records. You know we tuned in with King Sean and Boo Thang on Soda Pop Radio. You know what it is. You know what it is. Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Mr. Wick.
to hit your system. I'm ballin' in the green county on chrome. I slip brothers in the deck on my cellular phone. I'm just loungin', leather sound all around in the dip on the other end. Wanna put me down now? No hesitation, I hops to it. See, it ain't easy being a Mac, but somebody gotta do it. True, it's usually not represented right, but I'm the MACDADDY, and tonight's the night. Please, my whole crew makes G. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on me. Girls I used to go to school with, fool with, and all the niggas that I'm cool with. Let them all know that my mom's just gone, and it'll be tomorrow before she comes back home. Ding dong, get some niggas, say no more. I'm with a truck full of women, so just open the door, cause yo, we came here to party. Get it crunk, get drunk, and leave your house with somebody. That some homies don't bring your main missus, cause it's real deal macking when it comes to the Christmas. And this could be your very last time seeing a one. Look at me, and you better believe that I'll be being. So come alone, I don't come at all, cause it's real big tipping that this play is for. True, it's usually not represented right, but with me, it's on to the G. And tonight's the night, please, my whole crew makes G. Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on me.
Burning black, we be thugged out. It's time to go. Everybody's on dubs out. And they Hello.
Tried to kick it.
a number, she be begging, please. Dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. The name of the Big Daddy Kane, the mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around the neighborhood, people treated him bad. He said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people back didn't like him as a job, saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they call the papers. They call the papers.
got me on my back, take that. He used to have me in the sack, next back. But now, he been bugging late last. Hey boy, why you acting stank at? I keep a sip like wood, baby. So if you wanna keep a good lady, you need to stop with all the heartbreak.
Oh,
never mind, do your thing, girl.
What up? It's the girl Shella the Blaze, and right now you tune into Soda Pop Radio, radio that pops, you heard? Request my new single, I Need a Switch, Switch on Soda Pop Radio. Check it out. It's the girl Shella the Blaze.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
This portion of Soda Pop Radio is brought to you by Shaka Khan Big School of Nails Design.
And Shaka Khan Big School of Nails Design, where you can get your degree in 6 to 8 years. Shaka Convict, where you did the crime and now it's your time to make other people shine. That Shaka Convict School of Nails Design.
Hi, my name is Ruth Booties Russell Simmons, and I'm here with a testimonial for Shaka Khan Nail Designs. In my 46 years locked up at Stillwater Correctional Facility, I'm also proficient now in doing nails, hair braidings. I braided nuts hair, I braided chest hair, I'm going to be doing nails. So if you're locked up, make use of your time. Don't just spend all your time giving away your behinds. And when you get out, and you can do something with yourself. Hey.
Andrew, you are not the fire.
Attention, all light as a feather, gravity-defying ass niggas. You need to get your weight up, player. It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, I can hear your light-ass chain rattling when you come in the club, nigga. Sound like Santa Claus. Just ching-a-ling-a-ling, ching-a-ling-a-ling. Riding around town in that light-ass vehicle. Every time your cell phone ring, your CD player stops. It's a damn shame, nigga. Your car ain't big enough, your bank ain't big enough, your gun ain't big enough, and your dank ain't big enough. Get your hate down and get your motherfucking weight up, nigga!
Would you like to expand your market with advertising and promote the over 600,000 homes? Contact
Lifeline Connect
for all your advertising needs throughout the state of Minnesota. Contact us at 612-231-2505. That's 612-231-2505.
Lifeline Connect.
You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. Use a college girl, but that'll stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you when you don't ask why I roll with a crew. When twist up my fingers and wear dark blue. When on the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, there's something about you.
Yo, Q.
What's up, Mr. George?
Come on through, man. We're having a little get-together.
I don't know, man. Your get-togethers are kind of wild.
Come on, man. You know it's One Nation under a groove.
I know we One Nation.
Come on through, man.
All right. I'll be there.
So wide you can't get around it.
So low you can't get under it.
Here we go, getting down.
I can't hear the radio station.
Around here.
Say it again. Say it again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yes, I can. I'm on the radio.
Hey. Yeah, you on the radio.
I'm on the air.
You on air.
Kring Enterprises in the building. Sorry, I got to say that at all, first and foremost. Shout out to all the co-hosts. How y'all doing? It's a good evening. It's a wonderful evening. It's a beautiful night. The snow is gone. Minnesota is looking pretty well off for the next couple of weeks, days. We're probably going to party like a rock star for the next couple of months. Spring is in the air. How y'all doing, Soda Pop Radio?
Man, I don't know what's been going on, man. I can't even hear my other co-host, Miss Boothang. She ain't been in the building, so I don't know. It seems like I'm still having technical difficulties with the station, man. Last show I did, man, you know, I was talking about President Obama and all the shit that was going on. I think they then finally caught up to my ass and trying to make my radio station, trying to take away my freedom of speech. That's what they've been trying to do.
Oh, the people trying to take away the people's speech. Man, there's not many black radio stations. And when we talk, we should be heard. That should always be the damn thing all the time, regardless of what's said, what's going on. Man, anywhere in the world, we should have freedom of speech all the time, day in, day out. Regardless of where it's coming from, we should have the right to talk and say what's on our mind. Bottom line.
Definitely. I don't know what's going on with my co-host. I'm going to see if I can try to call her.
Miss Boothang on the low. She's trying to handle her business right now. We probably be brought back to leave Miss Boothang alone.
Wait a minute. Do I hear her? Miss Boothang.
I'm here. What's good?
Oh, my God. Where the hell you been?
Man, I'm having problems over here.
Yeah, we've been having technical difficulties for this many on the station and shit, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get this damn radio station going for the past 2 hours. Shit was been fucked up and shit, man. I think they're tuning in and listening to me. I think they on to me now. So I think I gotta watch what I'm saying on the station now, because they tune into me. They might just come try to shut me down. Straight up.
We gotta move this thing, because, I mean, we need to be public now. Fuck the hiding out, not seeing it. Everybody need to know that we in some place, somewhere, where they need to be at to have to get it in. That's the bottom line. Fuck that. Fuck the people and what they're trying to see, what they're trying to hear. Man, get it in somewhere else.
Hey, I know I'm not censoring shit for nobody. I don't care. I am not censoring shit. This is my freedom of speech. God gave it to me to write, to talk, and speak whatever I want to. I don't put my trust in man, like I said. This is Soda Pop Radio. Shit, we keep it popping like some motherfucking soda. Y'all know what I'm saying? Shit. They better get to knowing. But, hey, I do want to talk about some shit. There's some real crazy shit going on over in this world today. It's really, really crazy shit going on. And I'm going to have to get into this little article that I found today. And y'all is going to fucking snap and trip about what I fucking found. Definitely y'all's finna trip.
Okay, I'm waiting.
You ready? Are you sure you want to hear this?
Yes.
Yeah.
You sure? Hey, okay. I think it was a few months ago, but okay. on February 27th, which is what, today? Now, accused killers had three-way sex on black corpse.
What?
Did y'all hear what I said?
I did. I heard that.
Accused killers had three-way sex on black corpses. Wow. Check this out. I'm going to get into the article that I found. It says, there is some new information on four Juliet, Illinois suspects who are facing first-degree murder charges for strangulation death of two 22-year-old black men who were allegedly robbed, killed, and partially dismembered in January. Police investigators have now learned that three of the accused murderers may have had sex on top of the corpse, reports the Juliet Patch. It says, the four young suspects, Alyssa Massaro, 18, Bethany McKee, 18, Adam Landerman, 19, and Josh Miner, 24, were charged with the gruesome killings of best friends Eric Glover, 22, and Terrence Rankin, 22, according to the police. The bodies of Glover and Rankin were discovered in Massaro's home, according to Juliet police. The two victims were allegedly lured to the home, robbed of their cash, strangled, and then partially dismembered. Police were tipped off on January 10th about the two dead bodies in Massaro's home. When officers arrived at the address on Hickory Street, they saw a movement within the residence and proceeded to investigate. Police stated that Landerman, Massaro, and Miner were just sitting around, obviously playing video games, when police barged in. The two dead victims were laying face down and had plastic bags tied around their heads when police found them. One of the man's hands had been bound, while it was apparent that the other body's hands had been tied up at one point but later released. The fourth suspect, McKee, had left the home before police arrived but was picked up by authorities in nearby Kankakee, wherever that was. So far, police have not released any information as to who actually committed the brutal murders or the motives of the killings. According to the most recently released information regarding the sex on corpse allegations, though, a police report stated that Miner, remembering his girlfriend, Massaro, desired to have sex with a dead guy. So he allegedly asked the young woman if she would have intercourse with him on top of Glover's and Rankin's corpse. Did y'all hear what the fuck I just said?
The world has come to fucking...
Wow,
death.
Man, for real. I ain't never heard no shit like that. That's crazy.
But listen, let's overbeat that last paragraph. It said, according to the most recently released information regarding the sex on corpse allegation, though a police report states that Miner remembered his girlfriend, Massaro, desired to have sex with a dead guy. So he allegedly asked the young woman if she would have intercourse with him on top of Glover's and Rankin's corpse. I ain't finished. When Marshall was asked to take part in a gruesome act, the police reported states that she reportedly made a smirk on her face and refused. And then the report then further elaborates that when officer questioned Massaro further about the bizarre plan, she admitted that she and Miner did have sexual relations on top of the dead bodies. McKee allegedly told police that she believed Lederman also joined in on the Norfolk fetish as well. The young woman alleged told authorities it was Miner who concocted the idea of the bizarre sexual romp and blamed him for coming up with the idea to kill Glover and Rankin. Police state that McKee provided them with details on how the heinous sex romp had been carried out. McKee related that during the night that Josh wanted to put the bodies together, which they did side by side, they put something over the bodies, which was beige in color, and they were going to have sex on top of the bodies, as report said. McKee related that she did not stick around for that. The police report went on to further state. McKee related that Alyssa agreed with having sex on the bodies because she just wanted to go along with Josh and that they had been together a long time. McKee related during the whole interview that Josh was the one responsible for most of these actions and Adam had just followed along and had only known Josh for the past week but was more of a follower in this and Josh was more of the leader. McKee, who has a one-year-old child, also admitted to authorities that Miner scared her. Miner has an extensive rap sheet. He previously pleaded guilty to unauthorized videotaping involving child pornography when he was 16. 3 years ago, he was also convicted of a residential burglary and was ordered into a state boot camp program. The case is still being investigated by authorities. What the fuck is going on in this fucking world? That shit is crazy, y'all.
Yeah.
Just think about it. The ages of these, and believe you me, they're white folks. I'm not racist or nothing, but I have to put the ethic out there. They're white, okay? And their ages are 18, 19, 18, and 24. The people that they killed was 22. Both of the black dudes was 22.
They're grown-ass men?
But there's two men and two females that did the crime, and there was two black dudes that was the victims, and they both was 22. The victims was both 22, and the people that committed the crime was two 18-year-old girls, one 19-year-old man, and a 24-year-old man.
I'm sorry, but if I was in the hood and I got beat up by a girl, I'd be shaming myself. But to find out I got killed by a girl, that might be something different. And the kids, I don't understand that. What is the world coming to? What was there some financial gain? Did the article say anything about a financial idea? Was there something they was plotting for? What happened? That's ridiculous.
It said that they robbed the two black dudes. They robbed, killed, and partially dismembered them in January. The black dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They caught them.
They in the jail. I ain't got to worry about walking out my door and them running up on me.
Yeah. But, I mean, to do all that and y'all, what the fuck? Y'all is so sick in the head. What is going on in this world today? I really don't get what's going on in this world today. You guys are going to go.
They have to be high off something, like.
You had to be high off of something to do all that.
That was just too much. Like killing somebody, that's one thing. But then all the extra, you know, like, yeah.
You having sex on a dead corpse?
I don't even want to say that. That's why I say all the extra.
Right.
I don't
want to
say that. Like,
I got a green food
thing.
Pineapples.
I know, right? For real.
Pineapples.
Yeah.
That's some shit that you. I mean, if I'm in the store, my girl say play dead. I don't want to do. I ain't gonna play dead. You ain't gonna suck my thing while I'm dead. I don't want to play dead.
Right.
If you suck my thing. I don't want to feel right. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't get that, but for real, Come on, what is this world? Okay, now, first we got zombies. Motherfucker is smoking bath salt and turning into zombies.
Based off and shit.
Hey, it's throwback time, and right now the real song for throwback is nothing like the real thing, baby. Nothing like the real thing. Real talk. You need some real shit in your life, people. Get some real pussy. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that on the air, but that's what it is. And if you can't actually handle it, change the station. But it's pussy. It's pussy. Sorry, Miss Boothang. You probably got a pretty thing. But
hey, that's how we all got here. Shit, if it wasn't for pussy, none of us would be here.
Hey, at least we in agreement. The fuck?
Hey, for all y'all listeners that's listening, please hit us up at 714-242-6167. That's 714-242-6167. Let us know what you think about this, man. These fools, what, man, y'all gonna have sex with a dead corpse in the building?
They was
what?
Off of Molly.
Man, they must have been popping them up. They were sweating. Definitely they were sweating.
They were thirsty. They was already thirsty.
Man,
this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Any questions? Any questions at this particular time about your brain function? Because, I mean, what was you thinking? I want to know what it felt like. I'm curious. I'm sorry. I'm a little sick and twisted, but I just want to know. If you hear it out there in Radio Land and if you have done this before, let us know what it feel like.
Man, I want to know what the hell was they thinking.
That's the whole thing. They was high. They wasn't thinking. I'm almost 99.9% sure these motherfuckers was high. So they was not thinking.
They definitely wasn't.
Hell no.
To kill the people and then have sex with them.
Crazy stuff, man. That's some stuff you see.
And wait a minute. And then the girl, that brings a whole new idea to being a dyke. I don't even want a girlfriend. I got a girlfriend now. I mean, you might kill her, and then I might.
Man.
I was going to say, a girl got a girlfriend, but she dead.
Zombie pussy, that's that new.
Hey. Lord Jesus Christ, help us. Because we're going to hell in a handbasket because hey, wait a minute. First, the other day, we was talking about Obama taking our freedom of speech rights. Now I'm talking about motherfuckers having sex with a dead corpse. They didn't have sex with the dead corpse. They had sex on top of a dead corpse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Something just to shed light on a little bit of the Obama idea. You know, I really support Obama. I love Obama. The fact that he's a black man, that's a powerful idea. You know, but the fact that you're not actually refocusing on the black people is a problem. I mean, it's a problem. I mean, how are you black in the White House? And, I mean, so much oppression that your people have been through, even if they came from another country or you were born from that, them type of people that actually came from other countries, you still came from another country. You still came from a place that actually is still emulate of what the black people go through, and you made it. Now you're in the second term. You've done what the white people want you to do. Do something for the black folks now. I'm just saying. It's time for the black folks to shine, even those in poverty. Take them out the ghetto.
Man, we the one got his ass in office. The fuck you mean? You better do something.
I'm right. I mean, what the fuck happened to reparations?
Hey, look, as soon as he starts helping black people, they're going to kick his ass out the White House for something crazy. They're going to catch him doing some shit he wasn't even really doing.
He's probably smoking weed right in his own West Wing.
Yeah, no, he's going to be looking at the tape like, that's me, but I wasn't doing that. They're going to get him up out the White House so fast, like, oh, hell no, he helping black people and shit? Hell no.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's scared. He's a little bit scared, but you need to break out that scaredness because the black folks put you there.
Right, because they were like, he's
really,
black, I'm black. Vote for that nigga.
All right, so here, I got another story, something about hip-hop, you know, about music. It's about Universal's Zulu Nation pins open letter to World Star Hip Hop CEO. Check this out. The Universal Zulu Nation calls out World Star Hip Hop and its CEO, reveals plans to bring World Star Hip Hop video to the attention of authorities. With its countless videos, deceptive random acts of violence, scattered money, and occasional music videos, World Star Hip Hop has long forced tremendous criticism for the content seen on its page. Today, February 27th, World Star Hip Hop and its founder, Leo Denton, seem to have gained themselves a new adversary, the Universal Zulu Nation. Ooh-wee. The Zulu Nation? Oh, Lord. Check this out. In an open letter penned by Universal Zulu Nation Minister of Information, Quadir MC Spice Shakur, the organization called out World Star Hip Hop for its false reputation of hip hop culture in a letter that described as being more than just another person's opinion. This is a new year, and the Universal Zulu Nation has begun a movement against anyone who is against us, Shakur revealed. Mr. Odin, either you are for hip hop culture or you're not. There's no in between, and no matter how many people have hyped you to believe that World Star Hip Hop is anything close to what this culture is, they told you a lie. The letter concluded with a threat to bring a particular video post on World Star Hip Hop, which may contain a minor being forced to strip themselves of their clothes, to the attention of authorities. Shakur also ended his letter with claims that Odin has, in fact, worked with the federal agents. Woo! This is not the first time you have posted content that has been of this nature, and for the looks of it, this is probably child pornography, said Shakur. Therefore, I will forward the link and the video to the proper authorities to be sure that these young people are in fact of age and in full consent of being on your site in such a demeaning fashion. I'm unsure if this will bring about any changes, as there is a huge rumor on the street that you are in fact working for the feds and are using your site as a cover-up. This full letter from the Universal Zulu Nation can be read at Davies D's Hip Hop Corner. Did you hear that, y'all?
Yeah.
World Star has had a tremendous surge into the market and has been a very shining light in what is considered hip-hop. I, for one, agree that it's not, because World Star, on one hand or another, has actually not done anything that has actually been for the people. It's been for their promotion of their company. As far as,
yep.
far as I see, as World Star is doing, it's only trying to book or be a booking agent for artists, but they are mainstream artists. They've not done nothing for the underground. They've not done nothing for the artists that are unsigned. They've not done nothing as far as putting out anything. They probably have before in the past. The only thing I see on World Star these days is hip-hop fights, hip-hop dance contests. Hell, it's twerk contests on World Star. I mean, it's becoming more of a pornography, violent site, bottom line. And if somebody
Definitely.
Is actually trying to emulate it, that's a good idea. They have competition now. I'm happy about it. I'd rather promote on their company's site than to promptly promote on World Star. There's a $100 fee for any artist to actually get on World Star. Are they going to be seen? They're like YouTube. Their chances are very slim and minimal. So what is the point to spend $100 when I can put my video or my anything on YouTube for free and get over
yep.
1,000 or a million hits in a matter of a day? World Star doesn't actually give that. And for them to actually, yeah, I have to agree, if they're actually putting videos on TV, on internet, that actually show child pornography, yeah, they should be banned from showing anything else, period. Point blank, nothing. I mean, we already live in a society where we're already struggling to actually defend our children from bullying. We're already trying to defend our children from pedophiles. We're already trying to defend our children from this, what society deems as socially acceptable, but actually in a light that's not. I mean, I have kids. My oldest is almost going to be 13. Do you think I want her to be exposed to that? Yeah, she has a Facebook page. She can find anything she wants on the Facebook page. But I have to restrict her from whatever she actually sees. I have to monitor it. I should have to do that.
Right.
Well, yeah. has been deemed as child friendly. It's not. It should be PG-13, period.
Now, I feel you on that. I feel you.
Go ahead, Sean.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't mean to get off the subject, but, you know, speaking of getting our kids away from pedophiles or whatever, I was watching something, and it was on Good Morning America, and they had, like, played a little trick on people in the streets. They had, like, this tall Mexican man or whatever walking, and then he snatched the little white girl, and all the white people was just turning around looking back like, you know, watching the little girl scream and kick and say help and all this, you know, and they didn't do nothing. It took these two black dudes, one with like a ponytail, the other one with some braids or something. I don't know. But, you know, it just took the two black dudes to go and stop this man. They about to whoop the nigga. He's like, whoa, whoa, I'm going to act out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I
think that's what I know what you're talking
crazy.
About.
Crazy. People just watching this little girl about to get snatched.
Yeah. People don't even care about what's going on in this world now. Now, like I said, I see videos every day on World Star Hip Hop because every time, and even when they record these videos now, everybody's just saying World Star,
right? I'm putting this.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah. I just seen a video the other day I was watching that made me so sad. Where these four girls jumped this pregnant girl? Are you fucking serious?
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding me.
You guys jumped this pregnant girl. Y'all beat the shit out of this pregnant girl. She pregnant. And it's four of y'all. And then there's this big, ugly, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know if she was a dude or a fit. I don't know what it. I'm going to say he, she. Big old he, she. Hitting this little girl. Man, I'm like, what the fuck? I swear if I was around there, I would have jumped in and helped the bride. I would have helped her. Are you serious? Y'all putting this shit like, for real. All them motherfuckers that was hitting on that girl could have went to
everybody
jail for a long
even
time.
Even the camera person, they locked up too. The camera person was not helping the damn pregnant girl.
At all. I was like, this shit had me sad. I was like, this shit is not cool. And then all these motherfucking things, everything coming from so far from World Star is fight. That's all I see is posted up on Facebook. It's fights. Everything is fights. More people getting jumped. Man, hey, jumping it ain't
what,
cool.
Lady,
why do they call it World Star Hip Hop? Ain't nothing hip hop about it.
No.
Ain't nothing hip hop about it. It's just fights and stuff.
What's the CEO name?
Something O'Brien. Hold on.
Because that's not
what's
on Facebook. Say something different.
It's Odinate. His name is Odinate or some shit. That's his last name. You don't.
Huh.
Odinate. O-D-E-N-A-T. That's his last name.
Wow. Does WorldStar say that a woman by the name of Ferguson is the CEO of WorldStar Agency?
Actually, his name, the founder is Lee Odinate. That's the founder, Lee Odinette.
That's crazy.
But are you serious, though? I mean, come on, you going to jump. I don't even get that. What's hip-hop about it? All you doing is showing fights. And people, wait. I come from the old school. Man. We gonna get our ones. Nowadays everybody jumping. What the fuck? You ain't hard if you gotta jump somebody? What the hell? Nigga, stop jumping. Stop jumping. Let me walk around somebody jumping somebody else. I swear to God, I'm running up on knocking niggas' heads off. King Sean said that. Y'all better recognize. Let me be somewhere where y'all jumping on somebody. Hey, I'm going to come from behind. You better watch out. You never know who's going to be there. For real, you going to jump somebody? Niggas are so scary where you can't got to jump somebody, you can't get the one? Man, get the hell out of here, man. That's crazy. That shit made me sad about it. Hey, they were stomping the girl. The girl was telling her, I'm pregnant. And they steady stomping this girl out.
Oh, my God. Don't even tell me. I don't even want a visual picture.
Are you for real? For real? This is Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pop. This is Way Back Wednesday, and I'm in the building with King, and I'm in the building with Boo Thang, and we in the building, y'all know what I'm saying, on Soda Pop Radio, Way Back Wednesday. I'm going to get into a couple more songs. Y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. Call us up and give us your all opinion on the shit about War Star Hip Hop and about the shit that happened in Illinois about these motherfuckers killing these dudes and having sex on top of the course. Come on, hit us up. Let us know what it is. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. Y'all know what I'm saying?
It is.
Turning babies, right about now, it's your boy, you heard, back again, DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh.
Leave them outside of your
spilling all the f***s in your pants. You sideways, got ways like a drag, while the homie here trying to get paid in advance. I'm saying on my grizzly, I'm a bona fide hustler. Play me or play with me, then I'm gonna find your mother. Say they wanna eat, cause they ain't ate nothing. But then they wanna leave when you say you out of mustard. So I'ma walk into the restaurant alone, walking out, leaving behind just when in your residence with that to your dome. Like, tell me where you holding the dope. One in your say go DJ.
Walking the mall and they know what I'm about to say. Give me the black and the platinum and not the gray.
to impress this be white pine.
Let me
my boy.
Hey, what's up, Daddy? How you doing?
All right.
Hey, what's that? Little new fan you got there.
All right. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm chilling. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, the problem with this business, people just don't trust each other. I'm glad you and I trust each other. You trust me, don't you?
Yeah, Bob.
Oh, no, no. I work for you. I work for Sleazy E. I wouldn't have it any other way. We're going to make lots of money.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, now that the contracts are signed,
mm-hmm.
It's time for you to go find us some rappers.
Okay, okay.
You ready to get rich?
Ready.
You ready to make money?
I'm ready.
You ready to buy a house?
I'm ready.
A car?
Yes.
You go find a talent.
Yes.
You trust me.
Gotcha.
All right, go, boy.
Come on.
Go, boy.
Gotcha.
Know you got your dick on hard from fucking your road off the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the six out your mouth, make it by the ounce of the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot. Let you slide. Let me ride, just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your lopes, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked low. And pass the bud, and stay low key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to. You fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you. Bow, wow, wow. Yippee yo, yippee yay, doggy dogs in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, death rows in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, the sounds of a dog bring me to another day. Play with my bone, would you, Timmy? It seems like you're good for making jokes about your Jimmy. Well, here's a Jimmy joke about your mama that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco dyke, and fuck your mama. I'm talking about you and me, toe to toe. M-U-T, your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious. And the rhymes you were kicking were quite bootylicious. You get what doggy dog, oh, is he crazy? With your mama and your daddy hollering, baby. So what that lets you know? That if you fuck with Drake, nigga, you're fucking with Death Bro. And I ain't even swinging them things. I'm hollering 187 with my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Yeah, nigga, time for Long Beach together on this motherfucker. So you wanna pop that shit, get your motherfucking cranium crack, nigga. Step on up. Now, we ain't no motherfucking joke, so remember the name. Mighty, Mighty DR. Yeah, motherfucker.
Now understand this, my nigga Drake can't be touched.
Luke's bending over.
So Luke's getting fucked, Buster.
Buster thought I was sleazy. I thought I was a mark, cause I used to hang with Easy.
Animosity made you speak
yeah.
With you spoke at your joint.
What up?
Chip this nigga off, love.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, got teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils, while you're on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside. To show you how Death Row pull off that hoot ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'ma rob you in Compton and blast you in Miami.
Then we gon' freak to South Central on a street knowledge mission.
As I steps in the temple, spotty got him. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white socks.
You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you diss Drake, you diss yourself.
Motherfucker,
yeah.
So all you mark ass busters need to raise up. You really don't. Death Row is running the nine tray. And you know we can't be faded.
Motherfucker, we are niggas.
So I don't want no
collaboration.
Bitches
don't fall,
niggas
cross.
I just
thought you
was fucking with me.
Yeah. 9-2. Dr. Drake.
dropping chronic once again.
The Pop Radio, radio that pops. It is Way Back Wednesday, and I am your host, DJ Kingshine, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most. Y'all know what I'm saying? It is what it is, and we do what we do on Way Back Wednesday. And now was the old Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg Dre Day, man. I used to bang the hell out that damn Chronic City.
You took it way,
you
way know. I don't know. You've been taking way, way back. I don't know. You've been doing your thing, Kingston. I see you, baby.
You already know. But check this out. I got something else to say. It's One Stop Deli inside Amsterdam gas station across from the YMCA, 1604 West Broadway Avenue, Minneapolis. It's featuring Sisters Chris Fruit Flavor Wings and Soul Food. Yes, that's Sister Chris's Fruit Flavor Wings and Soul Food. All day dinners, $7.99 Mondays. They have T-bone steak dinner smothered with caramel cooked onions, served with fried potatoes and onions, tomatoes, cucumber salad, and roll. When you slap your teeth in this dinner, it makes you think you are down south. And Tuesdays, Tuesdays, they have fried chicken dinners, finger-licking good, served with a mix of collard greens and cabbage, macaroni and cheese, sweet potatoes, and cornbread. On Wednesdays, they have salad croquettes, old favorite served with fried green tomatoes and a bed of white sauce and your choice of cornbread or biscuit. On Thursdays, they have liver and onions cooked like a country fried steak, smothered in gravy, just like grandpa's, served on a bed of rice and a side of sweet potatoes, caramel, and biscuits. On Fridays, they have fish and spaghetti base bash, deep-fried catfish nuggets, fillets of perch, spaghettis cooked with ground beef, tomatoes, onions, bell peppers, garlic, and mushrooms. This is my homemade koi kiwi sauce. So good it make your tongue slap your teeth and catch your mouth coconut raisin and apple coleslaw and crowbar. Shut the hell up. Now I'm telling you, on Saturdays, they had, here's the barbecue ribs you've been waiting on with several sauces to choose from. Coconut sauce, mango sauce, pineapple sauce, kiwi sauce, strawberry sauce, apple, grape, and banana, original, peach, served with mustard, turnip, greens, and my favorite is baked beans, potato salad dressing, and cranberry sauce, and a slice of cornbread. Woo, Lord, make my damn mouth watery right now. I would stay with open right now because I will go down and get some. Yes, that is at One Stop Deli inside the Amsterdam Amstar gas station across from the YMCA, 1604 West Broadway Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 612-521-4811, featuring Sister Chris's favorite fruit flavor wings and soul food. Yes, soul food that will nourish the body to nurture your soul. Soul food cooked from the heart. Yes, you guys will need to get down there to One Stop Deli inside Amster gas station. And I tasted their food today, man. Man, the food down there is popping. There was the grand opening today, and oh, my Lord, have mercy. I would spend my money there every day. I love Olympics, but you know me, I love my down south soul food. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah,
and you heard this first.
I feel like I was back at home at grandma's house. Like, everything you was talking about, my grandma used to cook all that. Nah, she used to cook the liver, too, but I stayed away from that.
It's only $8 for the dinners. Whew, you ain't going to miss out on nothing because they sauce is number
one.
Have
you been there before? Like, you know, because everybody's stuff ain't.
I was there today, and I tasted the food, and my goodness. Their sauce, you will never find no sauce like the sauce that they have. They sauce, well, it's fanifical, it's tasteful, it's blase, it's like, wow. And it was so good, like he said, on fire, it'll make you want to slap your mama.
Well, I'm going to have to check that joint out there since you give it A++ like that.
Where is
definitely,
that?
It is at the One Stop Deli inside the Amstar gas station across from the YMCA on West Broadway.
The gas station. The gas station sells the soul food.
Oh, definitely.
I know that place at. You can buy anything you want on that corner.
They probably got a
right
liquor store on the other side.
Okay, you know where the car wash is on Broadway, right?
Right.
Okay, you know where the teen center is? Is that gas station right there on Knox?
Oh,
Broadway
that gas
Knox.
Station selling
yes.
soul food. What the?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You get
definitely.
Your grub on and most stuff.
Right.
Man.
Get your cigarettes, your gas. All
man.
That stuff.
And some damn soul food.
And
yes,
some soul
it
food.
Is
Let's
going
not
down.
Leave that out. And some soul food.
Oh, and they got, I forgot, I didn't mention the rest of this. Because I wanted you to get the savor and listen to the food and savor it and just think about how tasty it is. I didn't get into all the rest of it. So, all the weak items, the extra that you will chill, to take the chill off of your feet on your those cold winter days, they got chicken and dumplings. $2.50, small ounce. Sister Chris's homemade chili. $3.50, medium, 12 ounce. They got chicken and noodles, $5, large, 16 ounce. Whoa, Lord help us. And they got the best doggone peach cobbler in town, $2 per slice.
Ooh.
Y'all better get down there. That is Sister Chris's soul food that will nourish the body to nurture the soul, soul food cooked from the heart. At One Stop Deli inside the Amstar gas station across from YMCA. Yes, get down there if you want the best soul food in town right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, from King Sean's taste buds, that have my taste buds fighting. They was kung fu fighting. Yeah, that's how it was. So y'all need to get down there to that One Stop Deli inside the Amstar gas station. Yes. The food is so damn good, and I'm telling you, it's right on point. Shit, I thought I always had to come up here and slap my mama.
Mm-hmm. If I mention your name, do I get a discount?
Do you get a discount?
If I mention your name?
Say Soda Pop Radio.
Just mention Soda Pop Radio?
Just mention Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pops.
I need a discount. My funds ain't. I got to switch over to my bank account and do some more stuff to get some of that food.
You're great.
With my bank account set up, I got to switch my savings to my checking, and my checking and the process is 10 days, so I just want to know if I can have it today. I'll pay you later. I'll post it. But if I say your name, I'll probably be all right. I might just be able to get
off. Don't say Soda Pop Radio. Say Soda Pop Radio.
All right,
Soda Pop Radio.
You're
gonna get a
discount. I need a discount. I need a percentage off. How much my percentage?
He needs to know how much.
I need to know how much because I gotta calculate my funds. I mean, I need to make the transfer, so I got to know what I'm putting in the bank account for.
You ain't gonna get shit off you if you can't calculate your funds. It's Soda Pop Radio. Radio pops, and I'm in the building with Boothang and King and Pride. You know what it is. It's Way Back Wednesday, and hey, it's time for us to give our shots out. So you already know I'm always a gentleman. So you know I gotta be like ladies first. Miss Boothang, let them know what's going down.
Well, you know, I just want to send a shout-out to all our Soda Pop listeners, especially all my people from the go, my kids, my baby T-Money, and shout-out to you for making all this possible. That's it.
Thank you.
Hey. Shout-out to King, too. My bad. You know,
thank you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Really?
out to radio, everybody in radio land, Soda Pop Radio, the radio that fizzles. I don't care what you say, it's popping every night. You should get you a dose of it every evening. It just fills my motherfucking stomach. That's shout out to King Enterprises, King Establishments. Check out K&K 100, everything for $100 on Facebook for now. The fact is, hey, it's cheap, it's in the hood, and it's, regardless of its knockoff, man, it's coming from a good manufacturer. It's damn near real. I'm going to keep it real. I'm selling knockoff shit. You better bring your ass to come and get it because you ain't going to find it nowhere else. You're going to spend money on it, and it ain't going to be worth your while. You're going to be looking later. You got bills to pay. You spend $300-$500 on your outfit to go out to the club tonight, and I can only buy. Man, look, spend $300-$500 with me, and I swear you won't go wrong. Much love to
yeah.
you on radio, man. I love y'all all. You know, check me out, King Enterprises, local affiliates, and the people abroad. Y'all have a good night.
Definitely.
Thank you, Booth, yeah.
Well, you know, it's King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole. Man, I got to give a shout-out to my co-hosts on Soda Pop Radio, King and Miss Boothang. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a shout-out to my kids. And, you know, I got to give a shout-out to all my 50 baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Shanika, Carnisha, Tatiana, Henrietta, Lalisha, Kiki, Hakwina, Shaquinka, Tanisha, Ranika, you know, hey, no, you know.
So,
hey,
mama,
you
know, I got to get that out. So.
Yeah. Check this out. Y'all tune in Monday through Saturday from 6 o'clock to 8, no, from 6:30 to 8, Monsters Radio with my guy, E-Monster. Man, he brings the hottest local music and the national music, man. He comes on before me, and I come on before him. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/monstrousradio. Once again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/monstrousradio. From 6:30 to 8 o'clock, my guy, E-Monster, will be in the building. Y'all know what I'm saying? Monstrous Radio. Radio with a roar. Y'all know what I'm saying? And then, check this out. I got to give a shout out to my boy, Easy RNS, in the building. Y'all know what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead and get his song. Go ahead and do him. You could go to iTunes and get his song. Go ahead and do him. That is by Easy. You can go to his, check out his website, too, at easydontsleep.com. You can get his music on there, too. Go to YouTube, type in E-Beats, and listen and watch his videos. You go ahead and do them. He's out there banging right now. Go ahead, download the song. Check out Peanut the Artist, too. Check out Nizzy Nate Millions. Hey. We in the building, and we about to take over. Shout out to Richie Rage. Definitely a shout out to you. Shout out to Danny G, Lady on Contract, ENT. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is. Y'all know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get into this music. Oh, I can't forget, before I go out with this music, y'all, tomorrow, Thursday night, is going down.
Yes.
At the Elixir, S. Dot Madison and Skip Graham's B-Day Bash. Of course, Soda Pop Radio, very own co-host, Miss Boothang, will be in the building. That will be tomorrow night.
I'm talking to you, Miss Boothang. I'm going to find you. You're
so sweet.
That will be tomorrow night at the Elixir. S. Dot Madison and Skip Graham's B-Day Bash. It only costs $5, y'all. Y'all have special drink specials down there. Go and listen to some good music. Mingle with the folks.
get at Boo Thang, because she's going to be looking there all fancy and stuff. You fancy,
man,
huh?
It
you
would
fancy,
be
Boo Thang
if I was
you fancy, huh? You know what I'm saying? So y'all get out there, enjoy two camps that's coming together. You know, this is our unity. This is what they two different camps coming together as one tomorrow night at the Elixir. So y'all get down there, because it's going to be a party for show. S. Dot Madison and Skip Grand's B-Day Bash. Y'all know what I'm saying? Tomorrow at the Elixir. And Miss Boothay will be in the building representing Soda Pop Radio.
Yes. So
definitely not going to see that out. But, yeah, we'll see y'all tomorrow, too. It is Through It All Thursday, but, you know, I'm going to mix it up. It's going to be a special day. So, hey, we're not going to start at our scheduled time at 8:30. Tomorrow we'll be starting our scheduled time at 10 because I do want to cover some of the event tomorrow. So we will definitely be checking in with Boo Thang every 15 to 30 minutes. To see what's going on. You never know who she going to snatch up and put on the air to talk to. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who's going to be down there. You might be down there and Boo Thang might just pull your ass to the side. Be like, here, you on air.
I'm
going to get right on the radio and start talking. Like, I mean, I'm in this thing and people ain't actually noticing me. I'm going to say something and I'm going to set you out, Miss Boo Thang. You better talk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be in the building. Soda Pop Radio will be in the building, man. A night to remember. S. Dot Madison and Skip Grand's B-Day Bash. Yes, this is a beautiful thing coming to B-Day Bashes. There's always something going on. And Ms. Boo Thang in the building covering it all. You got what I'm saying? So tomorrow, tune in at 10 o'clock to Soda Pop Radio. We won't be on air at 8:30. We will be starting on air at 10 o'clock. So tune in tomorrow. Soda Pop Radio. Y'all know what I'm saying? And like I said, always and forever, love, peace, and hair grease. So, Messi, hey, especially to all these youngsters out there, I'm going to take you back, and then I'm going to bring you a little forward. But y'all little youngsters out there, they ain't been getting no game talk to y'all. But I'm going to tell y'all this right now. This is what y'all got to do. It is what it is.
You got to chill.
Quiet while the MC rap, but if you're tired, then go take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and jam. D-E-R-C-K is my name, my spell. Sing to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, 1-2, run down line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky, the makeup, the Blue Jack Terminator. Destroying a ploy when you're rhyming a boy. Never sweating your girl, why pay? Cause she's a sweet choice. When I'm on a spin, I only rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax. Let my rhymes pack. Maintain a breeze while I doubly max. Always calm under pressure. No need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy. You got some shit.
Computer information on rap. I that make your toes tap. I format the rhyme step by step. Make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a dip. Not worry about a thing. Cause we can do this. I can turn the party on just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when I'm found again.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. The one thing I hate is the bite in the sea. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease their way up and try to bite my line. I did thousands of shows. This many faces and deal with them jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker empty gets courageous. And like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all R.I.P. Fall is unaware, means rest in peace. Cause indeed,
stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, no doubt the chief rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill. What I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd. I'm not playing. I believe it. You catch my drift. Don't try to enter out because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift, and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro. I'm off your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cord. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate them scenes with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pushing on the microphone, because I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC Undertaker, the one that likes to max relax. When it's time, it's your diggum smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols, PMD, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got the shit.
Wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. and still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Set a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now back with the lock, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust. Never get the leg back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some fuck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right,
that's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.